This little guy is ready to go. And so when we go out, we'll walk outside, place it near some bushes, and it'll probably hang out there for a couple minutes, and then it'll fly up into a nearby tree.
A Utah educator has morphed part of her classroom into a monarch habitat for student learning, but is not just teaching the scientific principles. The act of raising these beautiful butterflies is instilling much more than just knowledge in her students. It's sparking curiosity and imparting a sense of stewardship.
The monarch population has been steadily decreasing, and I got interested and I was like, it would be interesting to bring this into the class and see if we can study and learn about what is going on with our population here.
That's Shonda Wanger, a biology teacher at Logan High School. The students are learning the basics, like monarch habitat, life cycle, and migration patterns. They are also witnessing the stunning metamorphosis from egg to caterpillar to chrysalis and finally butterfly. They have even gone out to collect eggs and milkweed. Emilio Alejandre, a sophomore, was particularly excited about one fact he learned while participating in the project.
I learned how to distinguish from female and male. The male has black circles on the back of their wings, and the female doesn't have that.
One area of interest for Wanger and her students is determining where monarchs migrate to from Utah. I visited the classroom to tag and release a butterfly, and Alejandre used the knowledge he learned to show me that the monarch we were tagging that day was in fact female.
So this one here, is this a male or female?
It's a female. It doesn't have the circles black.
And where do you look for the circles at?
And the back.
We don't know too much about where our Utah populations are coming from and then migrating to once they emerge as butterflies. We're trying to tag them, put little stickers on to figure out if those butterflies are found again or seen again, that we can get that data. Tags have numbers. People, if they see the tags, they can look at the number, go to the website that's on the little sticker, and enter where they found the butterfly. We're trying to help put data out there.
Once the butterfly is tagged, it is released.
So we're just gonna set this little guy on a leaf and hopefully
let it go.
He'll grab on with his, oh, and he's ready to fly that quick.
Oh, just what you said.
He's safe, that's good.
Oh, that's so cool.
Emilio Alejandre, who learned to identify male and female monarchs, and Tiana Martin, another sophomore student, have both enjoyed participating in the study, but for very different reasons.
It's a lot more fun releasing butterflies than searching through milkweed. It just takes a long time, and sometimes you don't find caterpillars, instead you find like a whole bunch of spider eggs.
When I was in Mexico, I can actually see how they were going down and down. The number was decreasing. I like more going and finding them because now I know that there can be more probabilities that they're alive.
Even though the season for monarchs is fluttering down in Utah, Wanger and her students will continue their efforts by learning to propagate milkweed indoors and outdoors. They will then have their own supply for next year's emerging population. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.